A flowering weed, hearing its name, I looked anew at it. If you have a copy of this book, you know this is the beginning. Right at the beginning, I've included this haiku. To me, a lot about what we do, our attention to the weeds, kind of gets explained in this. A lot about knowing something and someone, it's about noticing, isn't it? When I did not work with weeds, they were just that for me, you know. Like many of you have said that, a mass of green. It is like as you look at individuals, make their appearances, and then they become distinct, different, with varied and colorful personalities. Well, before I proceed further, let me welcome you to the 17th edition of the Audible Weed Walk. This is Nina, and hope you are doing fine. I'll start today by reading from a book. Now, this book, there is a story behind it also. I absolutely loved this book. Had a copy of this, and then I decided to gift it to a friend. By the time I was ready to purchase a second copy for myself, the book went out of print. And then I did get the book, and it was time for me to shift across the continent. So this book actually got deposited in a box in a storage. And then eventually, when I got to the storage, the book wasn't there. So only recently, after all these, you know, looking for the book, turned out a friend, and I'll call out to you, Amrita, had purchased this book in the USA as a second-hand copy and have posted it to me with a lot of difficulties during this lockdown. But it's like, you know, finding an old friend. I'm so very happy with it. The name of the book is In the Light of Our Differences, How Diversity and Nature and Culture Makes Us Human. So I'm going to read out a tiny little passage from this book before we proceed. So here I read. Most scientists would agree that a sixth mass extinction is on the horizon unless radical changes are made in how Western society, and I would say here, this is my comment, the society which runs like Western societies, treats nature. At the same time, another extinction crisis is unfolding, the loss of many of the world's languages. More and more work is applied to biology, anthropology, linguistics, and other related field is now driven by the assumption that we are approaching a threshold of irreversible loss, that events during the next few decades will decide whether we cross over into a fundamentally changed and significantly diminished world. This leads to a very simple question that has not until now been answered satisfactorily. Why should anyone care? The very reason our planet can be said to be alive is because an amazing variety of organisms, streams of humans, thoughts and behaviors, and geophysical features exist that provide a congenial setting for the interworking of nature and culture. David Harmon, who is the author, has, written in this book that how we lose diversity, we risk losing ourselves. So I thought today I'll tell you some stories and draw your attention to the logo of this podcast. Talking about noticing and paying attention, have you noticed the logo? A bunch of people and a dog floating in the air? It was actually a greeting I had made and thought it'll be very appropriate for the podcast as Weeds goes on the air. But did you notice the picture and know which weed I had used? Well, before we focus on and check out on the first of the four pictures that it will be posted along with along with this podcast. The first one is a zoom in of the two characters that are already in the logo. The only two with red parachutes. This is supposed to be me in one and my dog in the other. The dog is in the lower one because Zoe, my furry, has issues with heights. But she will follow me nevertheless. So I thought I'll show you the picture and tell you more about the craft that you can do with the weeds like I have. While popping in your mouth some of the yummy good ground cherries that this plant produces. In fact, look at the second photo. It is the plant with the fruit hanging like a lantern. No, in reality it doesn't pop up like a parachute. And its leaves, leafy covering holds, it's called bract, it holds the precious fruit. If you're familiar with tomatillos, that makes the most awesome salsa verde, or are familiar with a fruit called raspberry, this is found in northern India. The same fruit is called tapari in Bengali. It's also very popular in eastern India. Definitely my favorite of this season. You'll know that they belong to the same family. Simple, right? Well, if life was so simple, it will not be so interesting after all. Well, I was talking and paying attention and noticing the differences, right? A story comes to mind. In my high school days, I was very interested in Japanese handicraft. So was my mother. She was also into Ikebana. So we both decided it'll be make a lot of sense if I learn the language, Japanese. So I got myself registered at the language school, which I attended a few days a week after school. Our teacher was from Japan herself. She was living in India, married to an Indian man. Yet, in one of the sessions, she had confided with us that face recognition of Indians is very hard for her, even after being in India for such a long time. To her, we looked the same. We were absolutely aghast hearing that. Perhaps we thought it was the other way around, isn't it? She was trying to say that we need to pay attention in order to recognize people by the face. Similarly, she was making a point about paying attention to the language we were learning. It is true for everything. We know people, tree, plants, birds, dogs. We know what animals or kinds they are. We have a general idea. But to know them, we have to pay attention. So, as I bestowed my attention to the physalis, or the ground cherry, yes, that is the plant that I have used, the fruit. Actually, what I have used in that craft is, sometimes the fruit comes and it looks like it's a full fruit, but if you touch it, the actual fruit inside has not developed. So they are kind of going to fall off. So I had taken those ones and painted them with ink and made into a craft. It is called Physalis Minima in my book. And there where I will come with the identity. I will talk about it a bit more. And it kind of hangs like a lantern. Please don't... I think in one of the weed walks, somebody got very confused. That with balloon vine, which is Cardiospermum helicacabum. Also in the book. It's very different. That one is a creeper. This is, stands like its own plant. And this one, the Physalis Minima, at least, you eat the fruits only. When you eat the fruit, because sometimes it's the fruit, even after being ripe, it is green. So you know when to eat, when the outer scales or the bract that holds the fruit, which is actually the lantern-like thing, becomes brown. So then you pick up and pop out the little fruits from inside, and they're quite yummy. If you have quite a bit of this, weed growing around you, and they tend to grow in patches, you can collect them, make excellent jams with it. And very good, pancake sauce and things like that. So I thought I will talk to you about Physalis a bit, which is the common name is ground cherry. It's depicted in the picture. But Physalis, talking about Physalis, and it's talking about the scientific identity of it, it's really opening a Pandora's box. So this box transported me to Van Reed, who way back in 1690, even before the famous botanist Linnaeus could describe the two Physalis he had described from India. So Van Reed had described two. Because his way of naming plant was different, it will sound different to you. I find that very interesting and amazing. Just by knowing this, reading this, you know that it is a pre-Linnaean identification. So he had found two. He called it Inota Inodian and Pre-Inota Inodian. How cute. So anyway, this Pre-Inota Inodian, Linnaeus later called it Physalis minima. But it seems pretty recently, means, within this last decade, there were other plants that were reported, which are Physalis maxima. The healthy debate had continued not just recently, but it seems that the debate with the Physalis has been continuing for a while. This is the reason. I've read so many papers and they're a little confusing, so I didn't want to bring all those confusion in the podcast. But listen, have a listen. This is what made sense to me. There are some Physalis. All of them, to my understanding, came from somewhere, though there's debate about that too. Its center of origin, Mexico, Central America, the Americas. So the Physalis, some of them were cultivars, and some of them, like Minima, were weed. The cultivars that were brought in, they could not be identified distinctly either, because it seemed that they hybridized with each other. So what we have is a kind of a little nebulous thing, what is going on, and nobody quite knows how many different Physalis are there, but we have some. So in this area, after reading through all these, I realized that I have definitely two of them, Physalis angulata and Physalis lagace. And I will spell this to you, L-A-G-A-S-C-A-E. The difference between them, and since both are found here, the difference between them are quite distinct. The angulata is a little higher, Physalis lagace is smaller, and it's prostrate, which means it's kind of hugging the ground, not very high. So the angulata, the parts of them are kind of smooth, almost rubbery, the leaves, the stalk, whereas lagace is covered with fine hair. There's some difference in the leaves and how they are dented also, but this you will need a bit of training to kind of notice them. Come, when we start the edible weed walk, come and I'll show you the difference. The anthers of one, Physalis angulata, is bluish. In lagace, it's yellow. The fruit pedicles, the fruit basically, are much larger in angulata, which is the higher plant, and much smaller in the one which is lower. So the berries itself are tinier in the second one, which is the lagace, and a slightly little bigger in diameter in the angulata. So both these plants are actually, the leaves are also edible if once cooked and when it's young, and definitely the fruits are edible. But I will, since it is This debate about whether minima actually exists in India or it doesn't, whether apart from these two, Physalis angulata and Lagasse, the other Physalis, where are they present, how prevalent they are, this debate is still continuing. I would let the botanist and the taxonomist fight it out. And when we have a result, like we have, we know for sure, Bhumi Amla is not Phyllanthus niruri, but Bhumi Amla is Phyllanthus urinaria or amorous. When we have this definitive answer, I'll come back to you on that. But even though these Physalis, the word means bladder, so it is very good for bladder, urinary tract. It's highly medicinal anyway, all of them. When you see that, we are a little unsure whether the leaves are edible or not. So to be on the safe side, I would say collect as many as berries as possible, pop them in your mouth and enjoy them. The leaves, wait till you actually are able to identify very clearly yourself, and then you can also try out. There is another Physalis, Physalis pruniosa. You will see them in one of the mem that I will post. There, the fruits are distinctly orangish, and this one is called strawberry ground cherry. I have not seen it here, so we don't find it here, I think. But the ones which is I just mentioned earlier, which is raspberry or tapari, which is a cultivar, it's actually Physalis peruviana, can be actually very easily cultivated here. I am actually wondering why we don't cultivate here, because Physalis as a species is more prevalent in the South India than in North India. And yet, this Physalis peruviana is not cultivated so much here. It's an awesome and quite expensive fruit, actually. And again, it comes back to this discourse we have, that perhaps the weed is a way telling the soil, telling us, it's a soil's way of communicating to us what actually will grow here better. So it's good to take attention of that and good to try out this. I personally have tried out growing Physalis peruviana and they grow very well. So with that, I will end this podcast. And this plant is actually fruiting now. Keep a watch, collect some, eat some. Have a good one. Take care.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.